Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex. Default location, default route on this soon to be glorious Friday. I'm still waking up. I'm still, look at you, pretty dogs. Y'all know y'all pretty too, don't you? They know they pretty. Look at them. On this soon to be glorious Friday, I'm still waking up. I had a very deep sleep. Or should I say, I'm emerging from a deeper sleep and dreaming that I have been in a while. And the alarm actually woke me up. And I went to bed early. And went to sleep earlier. Well, I might have been asleep by 11, 10:30, 11, or, you know, put the podcast on, I'm ready to turn it down, 10:30, 11. I woke up at 5. Woke up at 5 something. Scrolled a little bit. Then rolled over, went back to sleep for a couple more hours. And in that couple hours sleep, I had deep dreams. I did some really deep dreaming. And the alarm woke me up. The alarm ain't woke me up in a long time. I'm usually awake before the alarm goes off. Even when I go to bed, quote unquote, later. Later would be, which is actually should be regular. Later would be like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, which would give me 8 hours. I got the alarm set at 8:50. So, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning still give me about 8 hours. Hell, 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, no, 7 hours. Yeah, midnight to give me about it. Either way, you know what I'm saying? But I feel good. I can tell I feel good. I just got to wait for the fogginess to burn off. The overcastness to burn off. Mr. Scale told me 212.6 this morning. I was hoping for a lower number, being overly ambitious. Yesterday, I was 213.0 when I woke up. Today, I woke up 212.6. A lot of people would be happy to lose over a half a pound in one day. Not me. Not me. I like to lose like a pound and a half every day or something like that, or more. And I know, and I've been told many, many, many a time, it's not healthy. Losing weight too fast is not good for you. Blah, 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 blah. But I think it has worked for me over the years. And I say I think because I've putting it back on over time. I'll get it down and put it back on over time. And last time I checked, roughly speaking, I was under 200, you know, in between 195 and 200 for like 6 to 8 months last year before I, you know, shot up 20 something pounds at the beginning of this year. So I was able to keep it off for a fairly significant amount of time. I want to definitely get down to 200. And if I can get down below 195 or even below that, even better. Because Christmas is next week, 2 days off. And then the weekend after that, and Pittsburgh plays Saturday, tomorrow. Huge game. Huge, huge game. We win the division. Winning division is what we're looking to try to do. We want to win the division. Take Baltimore out. We win the division. We get a home playoff game. The way things are set up, we probably only get one. Because after that, it'll be Buffalo, Kansas City, and Baltimore. No, it won't be Baltimore. It'll be Buffalo, Kansas City, us. And we might get... No, we'll probably only get one playoff game. I think the other division winner might be, it'll be Kansas City, San Diego. San Diego might win a playoff game. San Diego might win. So if they win and we play them, they'd come to Pittsburgh. Home game is what you want. But, you know, we got to see. I got to really look at it. But, you know, either way, tomorrow's a big game. Of course, I'm going to bet my football team to win. George Pickens is hurt. George Pickens brought something to our offense at wide receiver that we had been missing. It's the long threat. It's the threat of throwing a long pass, which defenses had to compensate for. When George Pickens was out last week with his injury, we didn't have enough time to prepare. We found out he was out like hours before the game. So we didn't really have time to prepare a good strategy or, you know, something to compensate for that. So this week we do. So that'll help. We also got some people out on defense, but it's the end of the year. Everybody has, you know, injuries. So, and I'm looking forward to my team doing something. Tomorrow at 1:30. I'll get up. I'll get my steps. I'll probably walk the alternate weekend route and swing back by Ralph's or whatever and do some stuff. It's been a while since I had pizza, so I might do pizza. I love food and I love eating. Speaking of which, yesterday I had my big meal, my main meal, at quote unquote lunchtime at about 5 p.m. I had my big meal at 5 p.m. And more so, I actually, well, I take a lunch every day. But this might have been the first time in years. This day may have been the first time in years that I sat down and ate at lunch. Usually I'm walking. Could be close to a decade. Well, I've only been working there 10 years, but at lunchtime, I'm walking. I'm out the door walking. This was the first time in years, and it definitely felt different. It felt different to do that. I haven't done that in a very long time. Where, and then like right before lunch, I got all my food prepared, so all my food was set up. So as soon as I punched out for lunch, boom, sat down in the chair. Actually cut the TV on, looked at some podcasts, and ate. Allowed my body to settle down and to relax. I could feel the energy kind of go out my body as I relaxed and ate and settled. Still knowing, you know, after this was done, I'm going to have to get up and go back to work. And it seemed I got enough done. Well, I ate to the point where, and got finished, where I had like 10 minutes left, maybe 10 minutes before I had to punch in. And I was thinking about going walking in. It's like, oh, I probably could go get 1,000 there, or something like that. But I didn't. I just kind of sat there and enjoyed it and watched. Just kind of, you know, vegged out a little. Got up. Finished my day. And I pushed my lunch to the very limit, to the longest I can go without taking it. In California, you got to take lunch within 5 hours of your start time. So when I get back from lunch, I like to have only like 2.5 hours or so left of work. And maybe breaking that habit might help. I was also thinking about eating the big, what if I eat the big meal at the beginning of the day? How would that work? What if I ate my big meal at the beginning of the day? And I was thinking that, or, because it is noon, you know, 11:30, 12 o'clock, eat the big meal, 11:30, 12 o'clock, that's reasonable, you know. I might try that. The only thing I was concerned about was missing that time where I sit down with food in front of the TV. Because I've seen people before riding in the car eating, you know, just, you know, going from place to place to grab something to eat and just keep going. And that seems to be, to me, a smarter way of doing it. You know, just eat to live, not live to eat, as they say, or, you know, just put something, keeping nutrients or food in your body so you can get through the day and not so much have that pleasurable event experience of eating. So I might go home, set up my big salad, set up a big lunch. I might do that. Have my big meal when I get back. And then I can eat on it throughout the day. And then at night, make popcorn. And just have popcorn or something, because I might have to eat something at night. There's no way around it. I'm gonna have to eat something at night. I might try that. I really might try that. That way I can walk during lunch. Oh, and yesterday I had to go out and walk a half hour after work, which was not horrible. Was not horrible at all. I went and took my lunchtime route at night. It was not horrible. It wasn't cold. And yesterday I got caught up in a project, so I couldn't take my second break. Oh, and the day in the office when all this started, and I ate all that food, and my weight didn't go up as much as I thought it should. I was surprised. I got 21,000 steps that day, because we went to the museum, and then driving in, walking from the parking lot, it's just a lot more walking and activity. I got 21,000 steps, versus I usually only get like 16. I average about 16 on a normal day, normal work day. So that probably helped, you know, with my consumption and not having the weight that I thought I was going to eat, considering how much I ate. Plus, I also ate probably quality good food. It was definitely probably good food. It was more nutritious, less fattening or whatever, less, you know, it was definitely better stuff. Not that I don't eat good stuff in general, but this is probably some just good food. 21,000 steps. I was like, damn. Yesterday I got about 15 because I was doing a project with a supervisor. I missed my second break. And I am really thinking about having my meal at noon. Because that's what time I ate last time, on that Wednesday where I, you know, ate a big, big meal and even had cookies and stuff and still only put on like 2 pounds, but I had did a lot of walking that day. So, but I'm gonna try it. Eat the big meal in the morning. Yeah, I'm gonna try that today. Because I was even thinking 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., it's kind of late to be eating. But that's dinner time. That's kind of right. And also, if I eat the big meal in the morning, I'll skip breakfast. I usually eat that breakfast, have it hold me through the day, then have that big meal at lunch. I won't have to eat breakfast, but breakfast is only broccoli and cottage cheese. So I might try that today. See how that goes. Come back, make a big, salad, set up my Brussels sprouts, water, and then kind of fill up to start the day. And then see how I feel during the day. I'll be getting my steps and walking after I eat that meal, which has got to be better, working. And then after work, Friday, looking to party or whatever, looking to, you know, quote unquote, celebrate Friday or whatever. Going to turn up a little, whatever you want to call it. With popcorn. Stay away from the sweets. Until tomorrow. Or this weekend. And Christmas, so there will be time for all that. There will be time for all of that. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Other than that, life is good. I'm feeling good. I'm waking up. The weather's beautiful. The app told me it was 55 degrees out here. I thought that was gonna be a little bit cooler than what it maybe is now. So I wore my Sonics jacket. And it's perfect, I feel perfect. I feel myself sweating. Stride is good. I feel good. I feel good. And I'm not even awake yet. Made a lot of videos yesterday. I guess because my energy's back up and I'm feeling good. I think I nailed a couple of them. Maybe re-emphasizing or restating what I've said before. But getting better at my delivery and the way I put it out there. Like refining the soliloquy or the speech or whatever. Just get better and better at it. Saying it different ways. And that and this and that. Yeah. So it's good. Sun, my face, as you can see. Out here walking. My arm is starting to get sore. Tired, I should say. I don't feel like I talked enough. Again, whatever enough is. Everybody's into hip-hop. Everybody listening to hip-hop. I be looking around the room. I be saying to myself, what the hell are you listening to that music for? And then, hey, somebody getting off the bus, listening to music. Nigga. Slap a bitch, fuck a bitch, kill a bitch. Big speaker, open air, playing loud. And it was like a older-ish black male. May have been semi-homeless looking kind of cat. About nigga bitch, nigga. I mean, nigga, I kill bitches and all that. I mean, the music was good to a degree. The beat was good to a degree. The rap was kind of tight and definitely catchy. It's just the words. I'm like, the words were just like, how can you play that? You know, how can you listen to that and walk around other people and not feel self-conscious about it. But then, you know, I'm talking, you're thinking also how, you know, people just be cussing around their kids and whatnot. What's that all about? People be cussing around their kids, cussing at their kids. Now, I told you not to fucking do that to a toddler. How do you talk like that to a toddler? And how do you expect the kid to grow up? I mean, how do you think it's going to be when they grow up? What kind of influence or impression are they going to have when they go out, you know, in the world? If that's in their home life. Granted, some kids probably need that. Probably live in a war zone, go to school in the jungle, and there's a good chance that the parents are teaching them, giving them the skill and the tools they need to survive in the neighborhood in which, the environment in which they're growing up in. And again, notice I did not say they should not do that. I inherently just don't do that anymore. Notice I just asked the question. How I'm questioning the reasoning and the logic behind them doing what they're doing. I'm just not the person who's gonna say, don't do that, you shouldn't do that. I guess the most I would say, if I could put it that way, is I don't do that, or I wouldn't do that, or I would never do that. But I would never say, tell anybody not to do anything. Because yesterday, in the videos I made, I went on and on about the fact that there is no universal truth. There is no right or wrong way to do anything. It's just all about, you know, only the individual can determine what is important. Only an individual can determine what their God is, or their philosophy is, or what's right or wrong, the ultimate morals and all that. Because there is no overall defining God. There's no, and God, by God, I don't mean entity in the sky, you know, strike people down or cause floods or, you know, create the universe. I mean, the overall truth, a guiding light that we need to follow. So I would never say, you know, don't do that. Never ever call somebody stupid or dumb for doing it. I just don't. That's all that's been factored out of my thinking. Probably based on the fact that I love everything and I know we need everything. We need ups, downs, left and rights. We need all kinds and everything. People are supposed to be what they are, and they're going to continue to be. We need the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the beautiful, whatever. You know, we need it all. Because without the ugly, there is no beautiful. I like that about my philosophy, and it just makes for life to be so much more harmonious for me. Live and let live. And don't ever underestimate the significance and importance of apathy. Never do that. Never underestimate the importance of apathy. Oof. Excuse me. That's another thing about walking. You get that digestive system going and gas and whatnot. I'm thinking though I might wanna start carrying weights and doing something with the upper body. I was thinking about maybe doing sit-ups or something. You know, start doing some upper body exercise instead of just walking. take it to, you know, take calisthenics or some kind of aerobics, take it to other higher level. But people say you need to do weightlifting to build muscle as you get older. So, you know, and I got a couple of small dumbbells that would be interesting if I was to carry, huh? That would be something. Carry them. Just carrying them would be something. I was thinking, well, if I carry them, maybe I can bring some rope or something to where I can tie them off around my waist or on my shoulder so I don't have to carry them. But I guess even carrying them around my neck or whatever would be added exertion. So I might do that one day, see what it's like. But then if I do, I won't be able to record like this. And when I walk, I always take my recording equipment. You can call it recording equipment. My selfie stick and my external microphone. Do I really need the external microphone? Maybe not. I could probably go with it without the microphone. I've done that before, and it didn't sound too bad. And in some instances, it may have sounded better, less bassy. But I think one time in a YouTube comment, somebody said, thank you for using a good microphone. Because I guess, you know, if you don't do that, you may pick up ambient noises and buses going by and all that. Not that this doesn't, but, you know. You know. And I might even start thinking about popping on that lavalier microphone. The only reason I stopped, because I got tired of having to wire it. Running the wire under my clothes and all that, because I didn't want it swinging back and forth. That's the only reason I stopped doing it. And I just carry, well, the transceiver's in my, no, transceiver would be in my pocket instead of right here. And that's what I was doing yesterday with the one, with the transmitter that the clip broke. I just used a lavalier microphone, pinned it on, and had the transmitter in my pocket. Did pretty good. It did pretty good. I like the sound that I was getting. Using OBS Studio, ran it through some filters. I think an expander, noise suppression, or noise gate, equalizer. And I think I put the compressor on. I took the limiter off. Finally got those tweaked in. And now I'm thinking about it. When I get back, I'm going to be sure that I took screenshots of the settings so that I have an idea to get back there. Because once you get off, starting that whole process again with threshold, and I don't do too much with the attack and release. I think I got those at the minimum. Threshold, gain, and the equalizer settings. Once you get those locked in, you want to keep them locked in. Start fiddling around with them, throw the sound off, and you'll be like, damn. Because I've heard stories where, you know, those big giant ass soundboards with hundreds of faders. There's been times where they got the mix just right. And it got changed or messed up. And they never got it back. And these are professionals and pros who do it. Nowadays, it's all software and you can save it. Save your settings, lock them in. Hell, you could even save separate versions of the product. Of the whole project file. That's what I do. One click on Steinberg Cubase, you go new version, and it adds a -1, 2, 3, 4 in increments. Then you just got a note, you know, what mix is a good one. And that's why I name my projects, you know, the name of the performance, We or Play or Jeffrey or Mark Lee or Mello, whoever, underscore, and the date. And the date ends with a number. So my Cubase projects, the number one is the root one. That's the one we recorded with that day. The first edit that I do, and I save it, I put an A on it. And then after that, every time I hit new version, it'll put the -0102. If that last number is a, if that last digit is a, it tries to change that number. But if it's a letter, it'll add a dash. So that's how I do it. And then I'll have, you know, the root, the bass recording saved. I have the original recording saved as it was and just leave it that way in case I need to go back. Doing the first, you know, revision. Go from there. Happy Friday. I feel good. Happy Friday. I feel good. Kind of worried about the game tomorrow. No doubt. Worried about the game in Pittsburgh. And it's in Baltimore, too. That's a big game. I looked earlier this week, a couple days ago, I looked at flight prices to fly to the game tonight. Get the Baltimore BWI. They want like $700-$800. So maybe the season, it may be, you know, the game. But, and I also checked flights. I bought a ticket, front row, P-Funk in Cleveland, $270. But I had to do it. I had to do it. And prices may go down, but I had to do it. And it's off to the right, but I'm front row, so I gotta have that. I just can't. I can't let that linger. I can't leave that to be in doubt. It's worth it. I even got ticket insurance. And it's on the 8th. The Super Bowl's the 9th. And I check flights, Pittsburgh to New Orleans, and get me there 10 a.m. Pittsburgh go to the Super Bowl. I gotta be there. I have to tap into that 401k or something. Because I'm gonna have to be there. New Orleans. And I may stay a few days. But if they win or lose, still stay in New Orleans for a few days. Instead of flying right back out. Take my, because I should have my laptop and stuff. Because I, you know, go back to Ohio. Depends on when, how I'm going to do it when I go back to Ohio. So, looks like I won't be home for the Super Bowl. Looks like I won't be home for the Super Bowl. I usually watch it with my sister and my mother's. But looks like I won't be around this time, regardless of how it plays out. Because if they're in New Orleans, I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta make that happen. One way or another. Because it don't start till 6:30. If I fly in, oh, I'm gonna have my bags and stuff. I gotta fly in, get a hotel. Put my bag someplace. Get to the stadium. Probably have to get a room. I could probably drop my stuff off at the bell desk if they don't let me check in. Probably ain't gonna be no early. Or that, or get the room for the day before. Get two nights starting the day before, so I'm guaranteed to have that room ready, but for a whole extra day. I gotta figure it out. See, I'm already going through it in my head. It's fun. I enjoy going through it in my head like that. And it prepares it. It actually is doing some actual. It's a benefit strategy to actually have gone through it already. So we'll see. Long way to go. Very long way to go. Starting tomorrow. At 1:30 Pacific time, BWI Stadium, MetLife Stadium. I think I've been in that stadium. I think that was Bird. I don't know if that was Bird Stadium. I think I've been there. I think P-Funk played there one time. And I flew in a long time ago. I think it was P-Funk. Why did P-Funk play a whole stadium? It wasn't that big. Might have been a festival or something like that. I gotta check and see. Oh, I don't have to. You know, it'd be fun to see. Check and see. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go home, make my big meal. Like it was 8:00. I might have to order me some more Brussels sprouts too. Them damn Brussels sprouts came out good. They came out really good. And if I can eat that big meal, go through the day, first break, lunch, second break, and after work, I won't have to do any steps. I just have to worry about what I'm going to eat before I go to bed. Yesterday, I just had a quarter cup. I had a quarter cup of hot air popcorn. Put a lot of butter on it and lemon pepper. And it was a lot less than I'm used to having. And it was noticeable. I noticed how I wanted more. I noticed how I just wanted to get more. I thought about making another half, because I usually make a half a cup. Half a cup is the most you can put in a hot air pop. I said, that's too much. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, limit my portion. So I just did a quarter. And I can almost say it wasn't enough, but I made it enough. I wasn't satisfied as like I usually get. So we'll see. Maybe after, if I do the big meal, you know, from start the day, I can go ahead and have a half a cup with a lot of butter and lemon pepper. Sit there with my podcast and my Kool-Aid, which is really unsweetened and not as satisfying. Right now, very not satisfying. It's cold. It hits kind of right, but that half a cup of sugar, I mean, only using half the amount of sugar, I'm using a whole cup with a package, but 4 quarts of water instead of 2. Oh, it was beautiful. It's good. But now, it's a little less sugary, and you can definitely tell the difference. It's not as satisfying, but I'm making myself get used to it or enjoy it just to knock that sugar off. And maybe that, you know, calorie-wise, maybe that's helping out. Because before, when I was using, you know, still diluted now, using a whole cup of sugar with 4 quarts in a packet, I would wake up in the morning just to hit it. It was so good. Like, oh, let me just, I'm not in the morning. I wake up, I get up and just go to the refrigerator just to get a cup of it. And it was so good. Now, not so much. Now, I barely drink it with my food, which is probably a good thing. It's probably a good thing. So we'll see. There's a chance that I could be 210 something. If I do 1.8 today, my usual walk, wear my sauna suit, I might get 2.2 or 2.0. If I can do 1.8 today on this walk, of course it's all water. No, it's probably not all water because I'm not sweating that much. So it's probably, you know, a good significant, whatever it is. If I can do 1.8 from 12.6, that'd be 11.8, 10.8. I could be a 210 something, which would be commendable at the least. At the least, it would be commendable. It's probably even, could be even probably more than just commendable. But I'm hard on myself like that. I'm hard on myself like that, and I know it. I'm hard on myself like that, and I know it. I should give myself more credit and be more happy for the gains that I've gotten. But I'm already happy enough. I got enough happiness. I got enough happiness. Happiness is not a problem. Happiness is by no means an issue. You know, I be walking. People be looking at me and stuff, you know, walking with my, you know, selfie stick talking to the camera. I don't know if they can see the microphone or not, but, and they can see the microphone probably on the phone hooked up. It's obviously I'm doing something, you know. They probably get it. They say, oh, he's doing something. And I'm so used to doing it, and I'm so comfortable with it, that, you know, hey. And I'll say this too. I will say this also. There's been more than one time when I start doing something like this, and it becomes inherent to me. I just keep doing and doing and doing and doing to where it's nothing. I started to see other people doing it. Significant others. More than once, I've gotten on the train way before a lot of people. And that kind of gives me a confidence. Sometimes when my thinking deviates from the norm, whatever the norm is, from the mainstream, many a time I've been rewarded, or with hindsight, been, hey, you were the first one. You started off. You said it right. You know, you were the one. I've been told that. I said, yeah, you were the first one to do that. And that gives me a confidence doing this stuff now. My experience with going out there on the limb or whatever, or being outlier, having contrary views, has been noted before, and I've been commended for it. Not rewarded so much, but commended for it. And at this point, not that it even matters. I'm at the point now that freedom, I'm gonna do whatever I want to do anyway. I'm just free. I'm free of any psychological bounds, as far as I can tell. No external inhibitors. When I wake up in the morning, I feel I can do anything I want. It may take me some time to accomplish it. It may be a hard-fought road. It may be not cost-effective, but I can make it happen. Whatever it is, put in the work. And by cost-effective, I mean put in the work. Yeah, you want to do that, but you got to do this much work. And all that work may not be worth blah, blah, blah. But if I want to do it, who's to say? Comes down to your passion. I said yesterday, it comes down to fulfilling your passion. Fulfilling your passion, whatever your passion is. Not what the mainstream says, not what society says, not what the keeping up with the Joneses, having that new house, having that new watch, whatever, those new sneakers. Again, though, if that's what you want, that's your passion. To have long nails and Versace and Gucci and all the fancy clothing and matching purse, clutch, and jacket, etc., etc. I was thinking at work today because I was thinking about the matching purse, clutch, and eyeglass case matched the sweater thingy, shawl or whatever, and match the shoes. It was a nice kind of, maybe a burnt orange or a kind of orange. And I come in and I tease her about her fashionability. And, you know, like upscale West Side girl, Mexican. I think she's Mexican or Hispanic. But she said, I said, well, what do you think about Trump? He said, I'm not worried about it. I was born in Santa Monica. I was like, yep, there you go. You know, she's always talking about, you know, having the house renovated or this and that or, you know, let's just, you know, upscale stuff. I like to hear about people in their upscale stuff. Because it was a time where I may have been put off by it, but now, you know, I got mine, so I can be happy for other people. It's almost, you almost could say, I'm thinking, you probably almost could say that in some ways, it's almost justifiable to be hating on someone who has something that you don't have. Not just justifiable may be a strong word, but it's probably easy to understand how somebody can have negative feelings or harsh feelings towards someone who has something or done something that they haven't accomplished yet. I think it's almost natural. Shit. It can be used as motivation. You know, oh, look. You know, they got that. They've been here. Man. Like me. And everybody I meet who was at the get that saw the mothership land in the 70s. Oh, I saw it in Houston. Oh, I was in Oakland. Oh, I was in L.A. at the Coliseum. Oh, I saw them in Virginia. Oh, Chicago. Oh, New York. You know, everywhere I goddamn go, you know, people telling me stories about the mothership landing. And I didn't get to see that show. I was too young. I was in Ohio. I'm not sure if it landed in Cleveland or not. But if it did, we missed it. I hit the Motor Booty Show. I tell them that's how I get them back. Well, I saw the Motor Booty Show. That was my first one. And it was underwater. And I playfully hate on them. You know why? Because I went all around the world for the phone. And everybody know it. Because I went all around the world for the phone. And everybody knows it. I've seen Pete Funk on three continents, Europe, Asia, United States. Here's a, I had to Google that. Look, there's six. North Pole is in a continent. I've been to three. Australia. So I'm in Australia too, shut up. Australia's a continent. So I saw four. Australia, Asia, Europe, United States. I see P-Funk on four continents. Ooh, if P-Funk was the place, South America. Ooh. Ooh. If P-Funk was the place, South America. Ooh. And they did at one time, but that was before I was ready to travel like that. They did play Brazil or Sao Paulo or something like that. But I wasn't ready to travel like that. If they do it again, woo, I would have to be there. I would have to be there. And then save my Antarctica trip. Probably do, I'm gonna do my Antarctica trip as soon as I retire. As soon as I retire, I'm gonna go to Antarctica. I'm gonna hit that continent. I should get South America in before I retire, I'm thinking. I could save the Antarctica trip for when I, but I'll be 70 years old. I wonder if I'll be too old to go Antarctica. See the Northern Lights, blah, blah. Maybe in that amount of time, you could spend $60,000-$70,000 maybe and go to space. I would do it. I would do it. I would have to do it. Because under, you know, it depends on how much retirement or whatever I got going on. And however age, the requirements for it. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to go up and be able to see it. I don't think you go up far enough to see the whole Earth. But if you did, ooh. That'd be nice. Get up there, have that happen. Anyway. That's where we're at on this glorious Friday. That's where we're at. And we're happy about it. Oh, look at that. That's where I should have been holding it. What I've been doing? Holding it like this. Is that too close? How's that? It's comfortable holding it right here like this. But you're not seeing it. I like for it to be. See, since I brought it up here, I can feel the difference in carrying it. I can feel the difference in carrying it. I can't see myself now. Am I even in the screen? At least you can see some stuff on the side. Anyway, no more delay. Let's check out the new style eye display. 1013. Think I'm doing pretty good as far as the walk and time. Whatever that means. Doesn't matter. I got lots of time. I got lots and lots of time. I got to, I allow myself lots of time, purposely, intentionally, and it works for me. All right, I think that's enough for now. Whatever that means. The word enough. See how I'm starting to question the use, my use, of the word enough. You see, I'm starting to question my use of the word enough. Make sure I'm using it in the proper context. Make sure it's saying what I want it to say or what I want it to mean. Enough. It's so subjective. I think what I'm also trying to do is stay away from terms or words that are subjective, that mean different things to different people. I think that's what I'm trying to do. I was thinking about alerting my daughter. I haven't told her yet, I don't think. She may have saw the post I made, but I'm going to alert her directly. The P-Funk is playing February 8th, and that's about, you know, when I come back here anyway. So, anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all. As one. My name is Chef.